Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
By thinking. Thinking means thinking about what we are, thinking about what we are first, and thinking of the other therein after. The other in terms of love, desperation. Thinking about what we are means knowing that in one's innermost self lie attenuating forces that explain thought. Thinking involves first thinking about what we are, and then thinking of the other. What is difficult is having thoughts of oneself, rather knowing that we are thinking. Knowing that we are thinking involves thinking about what we are, and so we go round in circles. But thinking about what we are is not just thinking about yourself. It also involves thinking about the other, and thus we break out of the circle. The process may be cumbersome and may amount to nothing, but at least our universe is expanded. And even if it is hard or philosophy, so be it. So thinking about what we are may amount to a thought about oneself that lashes out at itself. Thinking about what we are in this context means taking oneself seriously. What somebody says, what it says in an obstinate manner, and henceforth in a macho manner, provides food for thought. But if it is pure thought, how do we objectify it? By turning it into an object? We must not seek to render it as if each thought is a pure thought, as if each thought is a body with its own justification. We need to take account of what worlds and possibilities are involved. Thought is this universe of hollow things. It is this mineral rain with its own justification. Thinking serves no purpose, thought awful Hilde, awful like the wheat crop, even though she had not yet jettisoned what was making her suffer the most, namely, hyperthought occurs when the brain begins to accelerate to the point where it cannot stop. There are days when hyperthought drags the thinker along in a deadly manner. He or she is dead. They are dead, all dead. We shall not see them again. She has no desire to come back. All of this makes us suffer. She may well say to herself that thinking serves no purpose, and let us be clear, all conscious, rehearsed thought is a type of suffering. This is what we would like to eliminate from inside our own heads, and no longer see it coming up over the horizon like a dog at which we bark. But this is in vain. Thought remains, both insistent and painful, a tragedy as agonizing as a branding iron. Some of these thoughts concern the world, such as how to live through a newspaper at a newsstand and make us feel better. As if we had a spider been snuffed out. La. Yes, cheveux sont papillons. Elle fait du langage, car elle pense que le langage est comme la philosophie et suffuré comme l'amour. Le langage en définitive.
Thank you. exprimée cette année et donc 470 la science, autres l'année
quelle curieuse
prochaine.
Manière cette de penser. Fois, il s'agira ne peut-on penser autrement comme ce qui suit et ne précède pas
autre volet de ce
l'eau dans
plan,
le fleuve et le fleuve dans l'eau, doit-on décider à l'avance
Nanterre, site de recherche
savoir ce
de
qu'il en est avant d'en être
ferme ses portes,
quel que soit le drame, espérons qu'il n'en sera pas ainsi.
En région parisienne,
nul ne peut dire à l'avance, espérons seulement. Le paysage, le mien je veux dire, n'est pas sournois ni invisible. Il est ce qu'on croit. Un paysage figuré par l'invisible, matérialisé par la pensée, c'est pour cela que je crois aux neutrons, autres phénomènes, tous visuels, mais tous invisibles. Qu'est-ce que de visible d'un phénomène invisible? Qu'est-ce que de visuel de ce qu'on ne voit pas? Sans doute l'invisible. L'invisible, c'est-à-dire le microscopique, le rhizomatique, est le mode de figuration. C'est pour cela, quand je dis voir, je pense penser. Paysage, ce que je reconnais comme paysage, c'est la capacité des autres à se nicher en mon sein. C'est du côté des autres et de l'arbre au vent. Tout ceci rejoint une méthode d'accomplissement. Paysage, ce que je reconnais du mien dans le monde. Le paysage dans ce qu'il a de fameux, le paysage dans ce qu'il a d'acheté, qui guette, comme s'il savait que nous n'étions pas, comme s'il savait. Seulement, les fleurs jaunes sont, même si nous n'étions pas, la maladie, la fleur bleue, a été réalisée.
Julgamos poder dizer que as pessoas não têm sombra, querendo afirmar que não têm conhecimento. Muitas das pessoas que conheço acima, como quem me cruzo na rua, admitem sua imbecilidade. Não entendo. Saber que atualmente muitos franceses alemães são incapazes de vos perceber não ajuda em nada. A que se deve a sua imbecilidade? Aqui tenho de apelar a toda a gente. Observações como estas não se pronunciam sem uma boa razão. Eu penso simplesmente que as pessoas não sabem de que estão a falar. Quando a cólera aumenta e se eleva ao invisível, certamente que não sabemos mais a quem falar. Nós que declaramos o olho do cu será a tua bandeira hasteada. Nesse momento eu vi o meu pai. Estava pálido. Pálido por haver falhado. Pálido também por ter crescido numa adversidade ponderada. O guarda-chuva, revelação incisiva da minha invisibilidade, na terra caminha entre a minha camisa de forças e o que não tem repouso no mundo da arte, precisamente a beleza do mundo. Assim, quem acredita estar escondido atrás do seu vidro não se pode dissimular. As pessoas escondidas deste modo não têm sombra. La tristesse. L'inquiétante étrangeté qui s'éterne de parapluie. Oui, où va le vent, c'est là le banc. Hurra et citron à la fois. Citron de citronnerie, citron quand on sait. La dure tâche d'avoir à engendrer un chant qui tienne du réel et du métaphorique. Du réel, car il faut qu'il s'incarne par les mots disposés, leur grâce. Il laisse savoir ce qui affleure. Par le métaphorique, insuffisant, voire péremptoire, le réel est, de par sa construction, de par son avènement, il faut encore le donner à voir, le faire sentir. La figure et l'absence et la présence, l'amour, le non-amour, le besoin et l'absence de besoin. C'est voiture. Un tel travail est nécessaire.
Mathieu Garrigou Lagrange.
Dear God, one, here is my chin. It is small and rather square. The teeth are healthy looking and do not mask any imperfection. Dear friend, do not be fooled. This chin does not mask any imperfection, although it juts out. Such apparent determination is not a bad thing, even for women. The chin that does not mask any imperfection, indeed, what imperfection could be masked by such a chin? What imperfection? Believing oneself too beautiful or to something else? True. We live in a civilization in which being excess to requirements is problematic. But on the other hand, the chin is elusive, shies away, is not beautiful. The character shies away, the forehead is somber, the woman largely absent. It is an hidden woman. The character remains elusive. Moreover, she's not beautiful. The character remains elusive. Have we ever seen a woman with such a character? She hides her thought and inner restlessness. A woman like that, a woman like this, is akin to stagnant water. We don't know where to stand without getting bogged down and losing our footing. Women like this are not beautiful. They're like boggy marshland. Once I even saw secretions trickling down the bosom of one such woman, and while she was not slobbering, secretions still trickled down the bosom. Upon reflection, as God is my witness, women like that, like this woman, should have been beautiful, but she was not beautiful. Women like that could be beautiful. A dead bird also can be beautiful. But with the elusive chin pointing outward, this woman was lost to the cause of woman with positive features. And this is why, dear God, I say today that the chin is hugely important, more than a part of the body, more than in any facial appendage. It is the very truth of the face that is at stake. Dear God, I hold no grudge against you, but my chin juts out, even though in some ways this may be interpreted as a positive sign of my existence. Even though in some ways the cloud formations stacked or piled like snow have not managed to turn this into a sign that invalidates any right to existence. Even though I now realize that this chin has played tricks on me, and that sometimes when I have finished besmirching it, shitting on it, or removing spermatic traces of my existence from it, egg yolk, for example, or toothpaste, even trapped after the morning exercise that consists in believing that we can be clean and overcome the general disorder, even on such mornings we do not succeed. I always end up making it better. say for this certain something for which I am otherwise convinced that it should not have to pay. What is more tormenting than a chin viewed in a mirror? This is how I lost myself, by continuing to look in the mirror. It is obvious that for many, especially in this land of France, such a detailed examination stems from an acute form of narcissism. My predecessors in narcissism claim that understanding the limits of oneself requires the greatest efforts and are most important to know. They are important because within this design, focusing on self-knowledge, this gives rise to a demand for the most complete and naked truth, as it requires jettisoning an idea of oneself. This idea of oneself is founded on no more than the frailties that all beings carry within them from the cradle to the grave. Know thyself, a Socratic injunction that never ends for the simple reason that this hand is merely the end of the path. This is among the cruelest of knowledge, because accepting oneself like this, in the most naked of states, is tantamount to never putting on a show when you never know where you are, and could only manage to do so by employing enormous efforts of showmanship. Moreover, if you do not know your own self, who can know you? I made the mistake of believing that we could breathe through the world blindly. It is a mistake. I'm now certain of this, to believe that we can know when we do not see, and we cannot see when we don't know who we are. I was also mistaken in my vague childhood impression that I was able to predict the network of forces that structure the world. When I was a child, I believed that we could easily throw off the clock of one's preconception comprising the understanding that flew in the face of experience. But first, I had to examine myself. Woman, 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 chin. Chin, in this sort of case, a chin, the most noteworthy appendage, the crudest manifestation. We get to know ourselves by dint of learning to get to know ourselves. Is this not where the work was required? She turned around, impassive on this chair. Ill at ease, nonetheless, she had tried to pare back the appendage in question a few years before, but had not been able. Dear God, she had not been able. Thank you.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm. Over and out.